Good day! Hello, blind tool takers. This is Christer Ekström with what I hope will be a fairly interesting podcast. Originally, when I planned the first podcast, well, when I planned this podcast, I planned to call it I've Got My Babies. I think I will call them that still. This is an exciting time for me. As I wrote on the Blind Cool Tech list, I'm a happy but poor camper. I hadn't much money to begin with, but now there's even less still. Because phase one in my sound upgrade summer project has just begun. And this phase features a new, totally new medium to record on, the Edirol R9, and a couple new mics. And, for backwards compatibility, a Sony Minidisc new one. I once had a Sharp, but it died on me, and so I have to go back to Sony Minidiscs. And I'm going to get the Sony MZR-H1. But this is Edirol with my old OKM mics. What is the purpose of this podcast, you wonder? Is it to bore you with details of how happy I am over my new microphones and so on and so forth? No, it ain't. In fact, it's a comparison. It's a comparison between my old, rather worn-out OKM German in-ear binaural microphones, which I have right now, and the Church Audio, as we say in Swedish, audio, as they say in countries that use outlandish syllables, Church Audio mics with the stealth size binaurals, which I can hook up to a phone. Although I'm not quite sure of how they should be hooked up, because when I asked this question last time, it sort of flipped into a discussion about farting, which wasn't the intention of the game. Anyways, I will now wander around. This is a very, very unscientific test. Some will not call it a test at all. I don't know. It's not a test. I have no test equipment. I can't say anything about noise floors and so on. In fact, I have wooden ears when it comes to that. So I can't say how this sounds. But what I want to do is I'm touring my space. I'm now in my living room, knocking at my loudspeaker. Knock on wood. You can hear seagulls and cars. What's going to be interesting is how the binaurals from Church Audio sound in comparison to these in-ear German ones. The OKMs are a bit more expensive, but they are measurement wise, they're not as good as the Church Audio ones. So that will be a very interesting experience. I wonder if I should try to go out in the wilderness with those Church Audio mics. I don't trust them really, because they are... the windscreens tend to fall off. And it would be a pity if I had to search the whole street over for a windshield or windscreen, especially when these darn things don't make a sound when they fall off. I want windscreens of metal so I know where they are going when they fall off, which they eventually tend to do. Well, this concludes the very unscientific recording with the OKM mics. Now you know a bit what they sound like and what it sounds like when I walk around. And I can also say, just for the sake of this recording and so on, that it's interesting because I haven't had an Eddyroll before, so it's interesting to make a recording with new equipment, new microphones and so on. So now I switch over to the church, the ecclesiastic mics, as I call them. Okay, I have now switched microphones to the Church Audio BM99 stealth size mini binaural mics, and it's a couple days after the former cast that I did, and I'm walking barefoot, just like Ray, in my apartment. I'm still using the Eddyroll R9. Wonder if I can gather the temperature today. I listened to the first recording I did with the church mics on this machine, and I must say I'm terribly impressed by the sound of them. Now let's see if we can gather some temperature. No, we can't. Come on. Oh, come on, you piece of... Come on. The volume dial is on the underside of the thermometer control panel, or what you might call it, and it's kind of difficult to reach it. Here's the doorbell. Kind of mechanical thing. What are my first impressions of the Eddyroll R9 now? Well, the whole machine talks to me, and what it says is that this one is for people who are in a hurry, and it looks and feels professional, from the manual to the machine itself. It feels professional and efficient. I'm sure that people who work this machine agree that it's very, very professional. Done. It's very thought through. Green screens are on. I'll tell you what. Let's sleep outside for a while. Let's do an outside recording with this equipment, just to see what the church audio sounds like outside. I wonder if I dare lift my leg. Or if I should do it in another way. I think I'll do it in another way. I'll put this one here. I'm feeling very, very clumsy today. That's just because I'm using new gear. And it always tends to make me feel clumsy. Uh-oh. I was afraid of that, yes. That was just what I was afraid of. That was just what I was afraid of. Shit. And it actually worked. There was a time when I was a bit afraid, but now I'm gonna go outside. My windscreens are on. My cane is hanging, just waiting my command. And the Eddyroll and my cords are all packed inside my little bag, carrying bag. I really hope that the Eddyroll doesn't require cooling of some sort, because if it does, things are going to get a bit warm inside. It's Midsummer's Day here in Sweden, and I'm thinking that yesterday there was a lot of partying going on. I can imagine people partying quite hard. Very hard, in fact, since that's what Swedes mostly do when they are on holiday. They get roaring drunk. And when they're so roaring drunk that they don't know what's happening around them, they call it that was a great holiday, wasn't it? Well, probably is more or less the same the whole world over. Now, what happens when we get out of the house and no longer have the echo from the walls? As the Englishman says, rather windy today. No, not as big sound loss as I thought. That's great. You lost a little sound when you had the OKMs. And you were, there's a little sound lost, but not much. It's rather windy today. But I don't think the mics are picking up as much wind noise as I was anticipating. I think I shall go see if the shop is open. I need to buy some things. I don't think it's open because it's a red day here in Sweden. That means that most shops are closed. This monitoring thing has given me a slight dizziness. Giddiness. I'm not quite sure where I am, actually. Well, here we encounter a wall on the right side. Right hand side. It shall be interesting to hear the cars and such. Right now I have the mics pointing upward. That's the only way I seem to be able to clip them onto the phones. But as I say, these windscreens feels very, very, they don't pick up wind at all. As a matter of fact, I think that here's a restaurant. Tackar, tackar. People are really enjoying themselves this day. They really are. I don't think that this shop is open. If it is. No, it wasn't. Ja, det märker jag väl. Jag kan faktiskt. Okay. Well, we just went by a pub that had its outdoors space where people can eat. I don't think I'll go to any other shop at this point. I will be buying those things that I need tomorrow or Monday, maybe. As I said, I hope this thing don't need cooling. Because if it doth, because if it does, it's going to be warm for the poor little Eddie Roll in my bag. I think I will have the monitoring volume a little bit lower, because this monitoring tends to confuse me slightly. It's a tiny, teeny, weeny little delay, as Rob mentioned. And this little tiny delay makes it... You can live with it, but it makes it sort of hard to orientate in such certain situations. Now, I realize that this isn't in any way scientific. I realize that you don't, I should have done the same with my OKMs, but you have heard the OKMs outside before in my Chinese podcast, amongst other. One thing I've noticed with this machine compared to the MDs I've had, and even the DAT machine I had once, my Sony TCDD8, is that it's very, very good. It has a very good headphone amp, because it doth not distort as hard as do the others. Nope. Truly. Hey, hey. Truly do I tell thee that this gem of a machine that we all have bought doth not distort in any way. Not as heavily as the machine I previously owned. Believest me when I tell thee that this is one of the greater machines I have ever owned, and put my fingers and hands upon, not mine fingers and hands upon, for it doth not distort, and it doth not clip,
And so nice is this machine that I proclaim it the best I've ever. But I said that, didn't I? Yes, I did. Sorry for my attempts at archaic English. Read too much David Eddings, I think. And that does have a bad influence on the way you're talking. Oh my gosh. Whew. I should have put on the bag that I have my equipment in before I put on my shoes. Had I done so, I wouldn't have been messing with my cables. Well, okay. I think that would be all for now. This is the Unscientific Comparison Podcast, where I compare the OKM and the Church Audio Mics. What's my conclusion then? Well, there are two things with the Church audio mics, which I definitely do not like. And the two things, they are in no particular order. The fact that the cables are so long that they tend to slither and snake all around the apartment whilst walking about. That's not good. That's not good at all. And the other thing being that the windscreens are very, very loosely put on, so that you could easily push them off. And that's not good. What I like about the Church audio mics compared to the other ones is the price and the fact that they have a sound that's much, much richer and better, in my opinion, than the OKM sound. I'm not sure how to place the clips. If anyone would like to contact me and tell me how they have their mics placed when clipped to a phone's headphones or something, do the mics point upwards or forward, something like that, you can write me off list or on. Off list, it's Krister, Krister, at kristersplace.ws. That's Krister at kristersplace.ws. And you can also write to the list. That would be cool. So that's How do you deal with long cords when out on the field, and how do you point your mics? That's the question. These are the questions I want to have answered. If you can answer me, I would be most grateful for that. And that concludes this rather interesting podcast. And this is Christer Ekström signing off, saying bye for now.